You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton picked up a major endorsement on Tuesday from President Donald Trump in the Republican primary challenge against longtime U.S. Senator John Cornyn. TPR's Corey Cook reports.
The endorsement comes after Cornyn's rally in San Antonio this week. Both candidates, along with outside groups, are expected to pour millions into what is already one of the most expensive primary fights in Texas history. John Taylor is chair of political science and geography at UT San Antonio and says incumbents who are pushed into a runoff often face steep odds.
When an incumbent is forced into a runoff, much like John Cornyn this year, their chances of winning are not high. Historically, maybe around 10-15% chance of winning, maybe 20 at best.
Taylor says that reality is one reason campaigns and political action committees are spending so heavily early, trying to avoid a prolonged and bruising primary battle. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Water System Board took a final vote Thursday to move forward on a four-year plan to raise rates to replace and expand existing infrastructure to meet future water demand. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
The plan would increase water bills a little more than $4 a month for each of the next 4 years, meaning monthly water bills will be about $19 more in 2030. San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones, who sits on the board, says it's time to act to protect public health and safety and avoid violations from regulators.
I want to make sure we sufficiently emphasize for the public the cost of these violations. So not only are you now confronted with violations, very costly violations, but you also then don't have, you're then dealing with the issue that caused the violation.
The mayor has said only New York and Los Angeles have more water pipeline miles than the Alamo City to maintain. The city council has the final vote on the proposed rate hike plan on June 11th. If approved, water bills as early as July 1st or soon after will see the monthly increase. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
University Health served almost 18,000 people at their school-based health centers last year. The Bexar County Hospital District operates 7 centers in 6 school districts, mostly in higher poverty areas along or south of the Highway 90 corridor. Michelle Rodriguez is medical director of the school-based program. She says nearly half their patients are insured through Medicaid or Medicare. Another 17% pay out of pocket.
Our system does not capture the income of the patients that come in, but I can tell you anecdotally, having been a physician in this area for 10 years and in the south side of San Antonio for the past 5, these are not patients that have income that can actually truly pay and afford for their medical care.
Rodriguez says these patients are above the income threshold for Medicaid, but can't afford insurance. San Antonio classical music fans have another reason to hold out hope amid years of upheaval in the city's symphonic music scene. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan has the details.
Former Philharmonic artistic director Jeffrey Kahane has launched another musical project in San Antonio. He's establishing what he calls the Harmonium of Texas. Kahane resigned from the San Antonio Philharmonic earlier this year amid ongoing organizational and financial struggles. San Antonio's classical music scene also includes the Orchestra of San Antonio, the resident orchestra at the Tobin Center. For the Harmonium, Kahane has designed 11 programs starting in October. Kahane's press release said the Harmonium of Texas has scheduled collaborations with the San Antonio Master Singers and the Youth Orchestras of San Antonio, also known as YOSA, during its inaugural season, which runs through May of 2027. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.
Bexar County and the San Antonio River Authority have launched the Floods Don't Care campaign to keep residents informed and safe during severe weather. The effort includes a new countywide flood warning system with automated gate arms, flashing lights, and real-time monitoring technology. View current flood-related road closures and the status of low-water crossings at bearflood.org. That's B-E-X-A-R flood.org. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.